Well, it is the wellness hour here on the daytime break with me, Zinhle Xulu. And I always introduce this feature as a feature where we talk all things wellness, right? Spiritual wellness, physical wellness, anything that really just helps us to improve our quality of life. And today we've got a very beautiful conversation I've really been looking forward to. I'm chatting to a guest of mine. She's a beautiful lady. She is very wise. It's one of the things that come to mind when I think about you, full of wisdom. And I think the conversation we're about to have really will add a lot of value to women who are mothers, who are wives, who are homemakers, essentially, and to the wellness of themselves, but also the wellness of their families as well. Refilwe Matshiba, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me, Zinhle.
It's good to have you. Listen, I'm going to do that thing that people always do, ask you to just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So my name is Refilwe Matshiba. I am a wife and a mom to four beautiful children, and I homeschool them. So I am a homemaker who stays home and homeschools the kids.
So we're hearing the term homemaker, homemaker. We see it all on YouTube videos, on Instagram, women from all over the world. What exactly is a homemaker?
Yes, we see a lot of homemakers emerging these days, but I think we need to go back to the scriptures for us to understand what a homemaker is. When I think about the term homemaker, it makes me remember Proverbs 14, verse 1, which says, a wise woman builds her home, right? Mm. Whereas a foolish one tears it down with her own hands. So a homemaker essentially is a builder of the home.
Sure.
Right. So if you can, we actually should have called it home builder.
Right.
But it's a homemaker.
Not Bob the Builder.
So you're essentially making the home, yes.
Mm.
And it hasn't. It doesn't have a lot to do with being a housekeeper, because the two are used, kind of used interchangeably. Because people think when you say I'm a homemaker, they think you are home cooking and you're cleaning.
Right.
And that's about it.
Sure.
But that's a description of a housekeeper, not a homemaker.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Then I need you to sort of maybe give us a bit more examples on this, on what exactly it is, because honestly, I think a lot of the time, you're right.
Yes.
When we hear homemaker, we just think, okay, I'm the mom, the wife that
yes.
stays at home, washes everybody's laundry, and literally that's it. And I think while you're giving us that in-depth, you know, explanation of it, let's also talk about the value of a woman who stays at home, because nowadays you find that, I mean, I can't remember where the conversation came from, where somebody, you know, as women, sometimes we, I don't know if people look down on women who stay
yes.
at home, and even women who stay at home themselves think, I have no value. I'm just
exactly.
here. I mean, if I can't find a job, then it means there's no purpose. There's nothing I'm doing. I'm not adding value to my family.
Mm.
What would you say to that?
Yeah, that's a very big one, because I started there where I didn't understand my role. And as a result, whenever I would come across people, I would shy away from what I did
sure.
on a daily basis. And, you know, when you hear people say, are you just a housewife?
That's
are you
it.
Just a stay-at-home mom? But now I don't put the just before what I do, because I understand the vision and the purpose behind what I do. So the difference between a housekeeper and a homemaker is the fact that what a homemaker does cannot be delegated. So housekeeping can be delegated. I can delegate my washing of the dishes. I can delegate the laundry. I can delegate the cooking. But I cannot delegate what I do as a homemaker. And a homemaker does spiritually what a housekeeper does. So a homemaker, the way a housekeeper would clean the house and maybe bath the kids, a homemaker washes her home, the family, with the washing of the word. So a homemaker builds her home with her actions and her words.
Oh.
So it all starts with that. So essentially, for you to be a homemaker, it starts with your being, right? We hear in the Bible where God, the first commands he ever gave to man, he said, be fruitful, multiply, and have dominion. So we see a be, a do, a have. So before I can do anything a homemaker does, I need to become a homemaker, where that speaks to your character. Right, the molding and the shaping of your character, so that you can be able to groom your children to be the future leaders that God expects them to be, and so that you can be able to respect your husband and honor him the way the word says you should. So a homemaker essentially is somebody who is like a glue to the family, and with her love and her action stewards that family well, so that essentially the children become the righteous seed God had intended them to be.
So then what does it take to be a homemaker then? I mean, is anybody that is female with a family, with kids or a husband, are we all homemakers, or do you need any special skills to become a homemaker? Because for me, it's sounding like somebody that has a vision for their family.
Yes.
I really want to also then to encourage those women who are sitting thinking, but I feel like there's nothing much I can add to my family in terms of that, building the home.
So for starters, anybody who is building a home can be known as a homemaker. But we need to move away from the physical things that we can see, because if you are just staying home and you don't have the word living in you and you're not following the word of God and the ways of God, what you're doing is being home by default. You're not really homemaking, right? Because for me, the first 4 years when I was still at home, I didn't have a vision. I was actually doing the housekeeping with a bad attitude. I didn't understand what I was doing at home, up until the Lord started giving me a vision of the home to say that when you are home, I want you to raise your children in the fear of the Lord, and I want you to be able to steward everything well to the glory of God. So a homemaker is somebody who is yielded, who is surrendered to the Lord. And through her surrender, then the Lord is the one who's going to build the home. Because when we go back to Proverbs 14, I said a wise woman builds the home. Mm-hmm. So what makes you wise? How can you become wise? Jesus gave us a parable and says, a wise man is a person who builds on the rock. The person hears the words that Jesus speaks, and the person would do them. Mm-hmm. And then that way they are building on a rock. But a foolish person is the one who hears but does not obey. So you can be a Christian who is not surrendered, and you would not be able to build your home as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Until you surrender, then the surrendering, it grants you the wisdom to be able to build your home. And that way you can build a home.
I'm very interested to find out where the transition happened for you, and maybe give us some practical examples of Refilwe before, who stayed at home and did everything with a bad attitude, and now, and just where the change lies, right? But we'll do that just after this.
Impact 103. Let joy come alive.
Back with me on the Daytime Break is my guest in studio, Refilwe Matshiba. She is a homemaker. She's got so much wisdom and encouragement to share for all the women who are or aspire to become homemakers, right? If you are a woman, a wife, a mother, and maybe, you know, because of maybe some people have been retrenched at some point, or you just made an agreement and decided within the home that you stay at home and the husband works, but you've been feeling like there's no purpose in you being in the house. Maybe you do the house chores and that's all you do, and you think that's all you're adding and contributing to your family. She's here to encourage us to say, there's so much more that you have to offer and to give to your family with intent, right, as a homemaker. Refilwe, you told us that, you know, 4 years ago, you stayed home, right, but then you just did the chores, you had a bad attitude, and because the Refilwe I see now is completely different. Where was the shift? What happened?
I think the shift came when because I was retrenched.
Yeah.
And this is after I had prayed for this job and I found this wonderful job as an accounts exec, and I only worked there for 9 months and then I got retrenched. So I was so devastated. I was so angry, had a lot of questions I didn't understand. And after that, I didn't want to stay home, because for me, staying home, the women that I saw staying home were just women who did the chores and then sat and watched TV. For me, I thought this would drive me crazy, just sitting home and watching TV. I don't want to do that. So for some time, I was rebelling against staying at home, and I fell into a depression. But one morning as I woke up, the Holy Spirit said to me, Refilwe, how long will you major on the minor and minor on the major? And that was a wake-up call for me. Actually, he was saying to me, because I had stopped reading the word, I had stopped praying because I was so discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you need to go back. Because you cannot function, you cannot lead the children, you cannot steward your home well without the word. So that's where it all changed. And then I had to go back to the scriptures. And then another thing that had to change was my vision of staying home. I thought I allowed people to call me unemployed. I thought I was unemployed. And God said to me, from now on, never, ever accept anyone to say to you, you are unemployed. You are deployed by the heavens.
Ooh.
And my commission to you is that I want, from this marriage, I want you to give me righteous seed.
Sure.
And it all started there. And, you know, I remember even in the first of January, I was sitting there and I was asking God, Lord, what do you want me to do this year? And with the audible voice, the Lord said to me, I want you to be a mother. And that time I had three children. So I was somewhat confused. Lord, what do you mean a mother? And that's where the Lord started to unpack and open my eyes to what a mother does. And, you know, he depicted the church as a mother, where spiritual children are born and they have to be fed the milk of the word until they become mature so that they themselves would make disciples and bring God all the glory. So that was the turning point.
Just give me, I don't know, what are the primary roles? Like if you broke it down now to everyday practical.
Yes.
What are the primary roles of a homemaker, of a mother?
Yes. So a homemaker, first and foremost, must have a vision of the home. So from the finances, what are we going to do with the finances? So the planning, the run, the routines of the home. How is the home managed? And a homemaker is supposed to turn the home from a consumption home to a production home. Mm. So the children are not there consuming and you are consuming everything that you are using in the home. So from the cleaning products, you need to start thinking, okay, fine, what am I gifted in? Whereas I can make some of the things myself, and also the feeding of the family. Are the foods that you are feeding your family, are they nutritious?
Mm.
As homemakers, we don't think about that. We just think about the cooking and the cleaning. But remember, God has given you the stewardship of their bodies. So what is going into the temple? You have to sit and consider that and start being knowledgeable on the nutrition of your family and what you are feeding. Know how to read labels when you go grocery shopping.
Sure.
Because you shouldn't be homemaking with a lack of knowledge.
Mm.
What goes into the food, that's number one. And also the spiritual development of the home.
Yes.
Because the home is supposed to be an environment where it hosts God. So are you having family devotion time? Or is it TV all the time, right? Because we need to always remember that as a homemaker, it's not like you're there and you don't have somebody you're answering to. You're answering to the Lord.
Ooh.
So you need to think about it like that.
For the married ones, also there's the aspect of
Your husband, right? Yes. Helping him, encouraging him, submitting to him.
You mentioned something beautiful the other day about when you were showing us all your stationery, all your 150 journals that you have and nice colorful pens and things. I'm like, oh, this girl knows her business. That you also keep a journal where when your husband speaks to you, when, for example, he comes from work and is overwhelmed and he's telling you all sorts of things, that you actually turn those into prayer points.
Yes.
Let's talk to the wives a little bit about that.
Yes. You know, the Holy Spirit once taught me this lesson. He said, you don't fight your husband, you fight for your marriage.
Mm.
So that taught me that whenever there's something that is not going right, maybe between my husband and I, that's something that I take to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah.
And also when he has stresses from work and maybe he's overwhelmed, those things that he tends to tell me about that trouble him, I turn those things into those items into prayer points.
Wow.
And then I will pray for him. Because remember, in as much as he is the priest of the home, I am the prophet of the home.
Mm.
So I need to always be presenting his case to God and also receiving word to speak when he needs that advice, because I'm an advisor to the king.
Yes.
Because if you think about the Proverbs 31 woman, it starts off and talks about a proverb that is written to King Lemuel, right? A king. So if God says we are a royal priesthood, that means we are kings and lords here on earth.
Mm.
So I take my husband as a king and I'm the advisor of the king. So whenever he's troubled, I will take that and pray about it. So I have a journal where I write daily prayers that for my husband, you know, for every aspect of his life.
Sure.
For his friendships, for his mind, for his work ethic. You know, I pray around those areas. For the way he leads us as a family, as the head of the home, I pray that God would guide him and give him the wisdom to lead us in the right way.
Refilwe, this sounds like a full-time job, like for real. And I get it what you said in the beginning, that it's not, you're not unemployed.
You're not.
You're not, you are deployed
you are
by the Lord.
Yes.
And, I don't know, parts of the conversation have me feeling so guilty. Parts of it, I'm just, we are so careless. We just go about raising, you know, our families in just anyhow. And others not even putting in the effort at all into the other aspects that you touched on. And so I'm so glad that I've got you for the next 4 weeks or so. And there's more conversation that I'm going to draw out of you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.